Mr. Depp, I'd like to now turn to your relationship with Ms. Heard. Can you please tell the jury how you met Ms. Heard?
Mm-hmm. 2000. In around 2008, Hunter Thompson and I were going through some of his manuscripts, of his books that have been published, and then I found this manuscript in one of his boxes, and it was called The Rum Diary, and I had heard about it, and I knew it was what they called his long-lost novel, in fact, the only novel he ever wrote. And I showed it to him, and Hunter was shocked. My God, that's where it is, you know. So he said, read me some. So I started reading this to him, and he said, this is a movie, you know. We must produce this together. And, you know, he got all excited about the idea of doing that. So we went right into it, and we started to set up meetings to get money, financing to develop the project. And we finally ended up getting the money to develop the project and to make the film. Hunter, from his own dilemmas in his life, committed suicide, but I, having had long talks with him, I knew every angle of the book, but I knew every angle of the film that he wanted, which was going to be a bit different than the book. And Bruce Robinson, who was a great writer-director, directed a film called With Neil and I and How to Get Ahead in Advertising, was the one director that Hunter and I talked about. And so I went to Bruce, who was a friend of mine, and I ripped him out of retirement because he never wanted to direct another film again. I pulled him out of retirement after 27 years, and he agreed to write the screenplay and direct the film, and we proceeded. During the auditioning process, Bruce was, before that, Hunter had very specific ideas of what these characters should be. Bruce had been auditioning girls or women for the role of Chenault in the film. And there were the starlets that were up and coming, and or there were some that were well known and things of that nature. But you know, one of the things that Hunter was very against was stunt casting. That is to say, put a bunch of very famous people in a movie and we'll let them go, and then hope for the money in the end. So Bruce had asked me, he said he had been auditioning this one particular actress named Amber Heard. He said that he'd auditioned her 5 times, and he was he wasn't sure about her capabilities as an actress with regard to the film and the character and what and taking direction and that sort of thing. So he asked me if I would read with her for the film. And I had already met a number of actresses and things. And so what I said to Mr. Robinson is, I said, Bruce, I don't, if you've auditioned her 5 times, you've seen the best and the worst, I suppose. So me putting her, this girl, in an uncomfortable situation, you know, saying, hey, all right, let's read this, I think it's a far better idea that we just meet so that I can see how she behaves, see how she reacts, because that's really all it is, reaction, behavior, and you don't have to push anything else, you know. They made an appointment. She came to my office. I took one look at her and I thought, yeah, that's the Chenault that Hunter wants. That's the one. I thought, yeah, she could definitely kill me. That's what Hunter wants. And so we spoke, and she was sweet as pie, pleasant, again, you know, intelligent, literate, very good taste. And I felt like if she, what I felt and what I told Bruce was, look, when you put someone in a situation that they're obviously going to feel under pressure, it's not the best way to really know what they're capable of. And I made suggestions such as, and which I ended up making to Ms. Hurd, I made suggestions of films that might give her some insight into what we were looking for in terms of the film, which is to say, I gave her films like To Have and Have Not, and things of that nature, because I wanted to, there was something very important that I felt she needed to know about stillness, as opposed to, you know, going broad or taking acting a little too much. So I felt like I could be a bit of a traffic cop in that sense, so that, because if we could connect, then it could work, as long as there was truth in her eyes, and as long as there was truth coming out of her dialogue, you know, then it's all in the editing. So I felt that I could help her with that idea of stillness, and so that's when I first met Ms. Hurd.
How would you describe your interactions with Ms. Hurd when you worked together on The Rum Diary?
Initially, well, yeah, no, mostly very, very, very few interactions. I remember there was a time, I wasn't working that day, but I was producing, you know, one of the producers of the film, and it was a scene from the book that was a scene where Ms. Hurd's character was in a nightclub, and were amongst the locals, and she's very drunk, and everybody's very drunk, and she ends up dancing with a few of the local, like one of the local guys and stuff, and then the other local guys start to sort of close in on her. In the book and in the screenplay, as it was written, there was a requirement for nudity for the part, and I was on set the day that they were shooting that, and as I was watching, crowd coming in on her, I realized, you know what? Because I would check on Ms. Hurd and say, are you all right? Are you sure you're okay? Because this is, you know, she was like, no, I'm fine. But I realized that with the crowd surging in towards her, that we wouldn't have to do the nudity. Because if she took her shirt off and she had a red bra on and a skirt, then if she had a red bra in her hand, when the crowd surged in on her, all she had to do was lift the red bra up out of the crowd, and there's no nudity, but it's certainly implied, because then she disappears, the character disappears for a few days, and she's quite a wreck when she comes back because bad things have happened to her. So I remember telling Ms. Hurd, hey, you don't have to take your clothes off. You don't have to take your top off. You don't have to, everything's cool. And she was appreciative. But other than that, we didn't really have much interaction until there was a scene where I'm taking a shower, and then she comes into the room and she walks, opens the shower, and we kiss. And that moment was it felt like something. It felt like something that I shouldn't be feeling, because she had her wife, and even though it was a scene, and she had her wife, and I had Vanessa and kitties, and
When would you say your romantic relationship with Ms. Hurd actually began, if not in that moment?
Well, I think there was something in the kiss in the shower